Here I am, 19, and I just got paid. Heading up to the dealership to sign my name away. Told me I could have my daddy car, hot pink with rims that shine. But when I got on with my daddy car, I found out that man was lying. It's all about the money. They didn't care about my life. It's all about the money. They didn't care it wasn't working right.
So when I go in to buy a car, I just tell them right up front, I don't get the sales pitch. I don't need that because I want to buy a car. If you go in there with no idea of what you really want, they'll sell you the most expensive car they can.
So just get them to explain everything to you and slow down, because otherwise it just ends up, I'm signing the papers and then it's done and you don't realise how much paying back after that.
Are you out there looking for your daddy car? Did you know that the best advertisement for a car dealership is a satisfied customer? Welcome to My Daddy Car. This is part 3 of our series on protecting your rights when buying and repairing your car. At the start of this program, we heard from a few people in the Aboriginal community with a healthy sense of caution when making a deal. Car dealers in WA need to be licensed, and that license tells you that the dealer has been given the okay to sell cars by consumer protection. This means that they are bound by law to only sell cars that are covered by a warranty, are roadworthy, mechanically sound, and safe.
The biggest thing is that people should have an idea of the price range they want, and this goes for everybody that walks in the car yard.
Jeff Green is a licensed car dealer who's been in the business for 40 years. He says that your daddy car is achievable as long as you know what you want within the budget you have.
People need to do a bit of homework before they start looking and know roughly what they want, whether they want economy, power, wagon, sedan, four-wheel drive, all that sort of stuff. And if $3,000's your limit, that's your limit. Other people say, I've got $3,000. The next thing the salesman says, oh, well, I've got this one for $6,000. Know your limit and not go any further.
So what is the best way to yarn with a car dealer? It's best to be firm but fair. Don't appear desperate, but instead adopt a take-it-or-leave-it attitude. Don't promise the dealer more than you can afford. Avoid dealing with two separate salespeople at once. If you feel hassled, then walk away. Don't hand over your driver's license or credit card until a deal is done. Never put a deposit until you are certain that you've found the one. Pedro Latham from Broome has negotiated a few car deals over the years and has some advice about yarning with a car dealer.
Be straight up and tell them what you want, and don't believe everything they say. Have it in your mind what you want and the target and your price, and they'll try and negotiate and wheel their way around your target price and put it up a bit, but no, always be firm.
Once you've signed a contract to buy a car, you have to accept that you've bought the car and there's no going back.
As with buying any product, the most important thing is to do your research.
Angelo Barbaro is the manager of Consumer Protection's Motor Vehicles Branch.
Be it, you know, through the newspapers, through the internet, by just walking around the car yards, get a feel for what's out there, what the marketplace is offering, what is fair and reasonable for the type of vehicle you're looking for. And then before you commit to anything, make sure you are 100% that is a vehicle you're going to buy, because there is no cooling off period in the automotive sales industry. When you sign that contract and it's accepted by the dealer, then the contract is made and you can't get out of it.
After you've looked at a few cars and found one or two you think are good deals, there shouldn't be any paperwork involved, even if the dealer says you need to secure them. If you're asked to sign anything, it will be a sales contract and not some mysterious form to hold the car until you decide. There's no such thing. As Angelo said, there's no cooling off period when buying cars in WA. So there's no backing out of a deal, even if you decide the contract you've signed isn't right for you. Many of our mob just go along with what a car dealer says, but you should be like Rebecca from Broome and not be rushed into buying a car.
A lot of people, countrymen from up here, God, they're ashamed to say no. Because, one, I like the car, and, oh, well, they get the paperwork ready, well, then I'll sign it. Instead of going, no, hang on, I just want to look at the car. I'm not going to sign any papers yet. I get shame to say, oh, but, well, I've been burnt before, so I've learnt now. Just people will think you're rude at times, but it's not about being rude, it's about standing up for your right. and saying, hey, no, I don't have to sign no paper for nobody yet.
Rebecca's right. Do not rush into signing anything on the spot. Read the contract of sale, including the fine print, before you sign it. Keep a copy of the contract for your records, which includes the dealer's name, the car's odometer reading, the conditions of any warranties on the car, and details about the car itself. Linda Bonney's an Aboriginal consumer who's learnt from experience.
Pretty sure I went to a car yard just to have a look, and they said, oh, you can sign this document and it just says that you're interested. But when I got back, I said no, because I'm fairly strong and I'll just say no, don't want to, find out first. When I got back, I'm pretty sure someone told me that that's actually a contract that you sign and then you're locked in, and even though they don't actually say that.
If you want to have the car inspected, make sure that it's written in the contract of sale as purchase is subject to an inspection by your mechanic and at the purchaser's satisfaction with the inspection report. The purchaser is you, and if you aren't happy with the car mechanically, do not sign the contract, even if the car dealer has taken some time to write it up. Remember, if there are any extras offered as part of the deal, such as mechanical service, a thorough car detail or clean, spotlights or roof rack, all these promises or claims made by the dealer need to be written into the sales contract. Here's Linda Bonney again.
Paperwork for these sorts of contracts is huge, to the point where sometimes you think, oh, you know, should you be a lawyer or something, and look at it. People don't look at small print. If they've said, like, I asked for extra spotlights or spotlights on the car before I bought it, and a new aerial because it wasn't going up and down properly, to be included before I agreed to buying it, and they said, yep, we can do that. So they said it would take a few days to do that, but that was done before I signed anything and took it away.
I spoke with Annetta Bellingeri, who works as a Senior Regional Officer for Consumer Protection in Broome. Annetta works with lots of people in our community who buy cars in the Kimberleys. Here's what she had to share.
Remember as well, when you're buying from a dealer, that you're actually a valuable commodity to them. You've got the money that they want you to exchange for their vehicle. So you can use that power there to negotiate for things that you want to happen. So if there's certain things you want on that vehicle that are essential to you, make sure those are things that go into that contract as a condition of that sale.
Well, I think finance-wise is not to be talked into necessarily taking the finance that's been offered by the dealer.
Angelo Barbaro again, who's one of our many car experts at Consumer Protection. He says a contract of sale should give details about agreed finance, and you shouldn't sign anything until you're happy with what this important document says. Here's Angelo.
Don't sign any documents until you are 100% sure that the product they're offering and the rates they're offering are acceptable to you. And with any finance, though, it has to be acceptable terms to the consumer, and they need to be able to make the repayments. So make it a condition of the contract that the contract is subject to finance, but don't just write subject to finance. If you make it subject to finance, you may not be able to get finance from your bank, but they may be able to find finance for you, but it's at incredible repayments and incredible interest rates.
When you buy a car from a dealership, you're guaranteed the full ownership. If there are any problems with ownership or there's finance still owing on the car you've just bought, it's the dealer who has to pay. If your finance is approved, you can take your Dardy car home. Make sure that the dealer gives you all the keys for your car. If they only give you one set of keys, it can cause a lot of problems for you later on, especially if you lose the only set you have. In later model cars, you could pay hundreds of dollars to get a new set of keys. Your Dardy car should have service books, owner's manuals, and a logbook. There should also be instructions for using and deactivating the car's alarm if it has one. If at any point you feel that you've been treated unfairly or you believe that you've been tricked into buying a car, I strongly suggest you ring Consumer Protection and lodge a complaint.
Well, the next step is to get in touch with Consumer Protection. You can tell us your story about what's happened, and you can also lodge a complaint with Consumer Protection. What that means is we'll take the complaint from you, we'll get your side of the story, we'll then go to the dealer or repairer, get their version of the story, and then what we'll look at is the facts and see what might be a fair outcome. Now, we can't force either party to accept what we suggest, but it's a way of trying to resolve things before going to sort of more formal procedures like at the Magistrates Court.
You've been listening to me, Carol Dowling, and I work for the Department of Commerce, Consumer Protection. If you have any issues with buying a car or getting it repaired, give our team a call on 1300 304 054 or like our Facebook page. Find us by typing My Dardy Car in the search box. That's D-A-R-D-Y. Consumer Protection, we're here to help you protect your rights. Just ask us how.
You can ring up Consumer Protection.